Friends, hear what the Spirit is saying to the church today. From Matthew 5, you are the salt of the earth. But if salt has lost its taste, how can its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything, but is thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under the bushel basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. This is the story of life for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. Beloved of God, there is a playground down here. There are toys and young people, and if you are a young person or any person who likes toys, you might consider relocating over here. You can come, Chris, it's okay. And also, younger disciples, I remind you, you should have a piece of black paper. Oh, they're coming to get it. Okay. They're coming to sit with me. There is an activity that involves a black piece of paper and a sheet of stickers. And every time I say the word light, you are going to put a sticker on your black sheet of paper. You got it? What's the word you're listening for?
Light.
What's the word you're listening for?
Light.
Light. You got it. I'm going to say it a few times, so keep an ear out for it. Awesome. Okay, friends, would you pray with me? Holy and loving God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of every heart in this room and the pitter-patter of all the feet in this space all be blessings, all be holy and acceptable in your sight, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. What's the word you're listening for?
Light.
You're so good. Okay, so pop quiz. If you were here last week, you might know. Our text this week is the second part of what? The Sermon on the Mountain. 100 points to you. The Sermon on the Mount, which started last week with the Beatitudes, the first word of which is?
Blessed.
Oh, you listen. Blessed. Good job. This is Jesus' first public act in his ministry in the Gospel according to Matthew. He shares the Beatitudes, he's up on a mountain, and then he tells us who we are. And that's our text for today, Jesus telling us who we are. And you know who he says we are? He says, we are the salt of the earth. What does salt do? You sprinkle a little salt on your food when you want a little more flavor, right? Salt enhances the flavor. So we are the salt of the earth. We are the enhancers of the flavor of the world. It is our job to bring out the goodness that is already happening around us. And then Jesus says, you are the light of the world. Good job. You are the light of the world. And what does light do? You got it? That's three times now. What does light do? That's four. Have you ever been in a dark room? Or have you ever been in the dark Maine woods? Hey, Jeremy.
Oh, this is me right now?
Yeah.
Oh.
You're okay. Your cue's coming. It'll be a big surprise for everybody. What does light do? Have you ever been in a dark room or in the dark woods here in Maine? Have you been camping? Anybody been camping? And sometimes if you get up in the night because you need to get up in the night, or sometimes if the sun sets and you're not prepared, you look out and you might trip on something and you are afraid maybe of what's out there, when all of a sudden... trip on something when all of a sudden... Choir, will you sing, aww?
Aww.
Beautiful. When all of a sudden, a light comes on, a flashlight shines in the woods. Have you ever had that experience? You know what a difference a light can make? Suddenly, the things you couldn't see before can be seen. Suddenly, sometimes life doesn't go according to plan, huh? Suddenly, the darkness isn't so scary. Light does that. Light makes it possible for us to see, to uncover the world around us. Light allows us to see the good that already is happening and to uncover the things that are hidden by the darkness. And more than that, what does light do for growing things? What does light do for, like, plants? Have you heard of the big word photosynthesis? Yes. Nice, some scientists in the room. Growing things need light, right? It helps them to grow. And what happens to us when we're out in the light? It's February, but can you remember that July feeling when you're out in the sunshine and you're warm to your bones? Light does that. It transforms us. So when Jesus says, "You are the light of the world," he's saying something big. He's saying we're the people who are to uncover the truth, who are to help the living things to grow, who are to help one another feel that warm to your bones feeling. That, my friends, is a big job. Does anybody in the room think that is a big job? Is it a little overwhelming to hear that that is your job, to be the light of the world? I think it would sound overwhelming to a light bulb, too, if we held it up and we said, "Light bulb, you are to light this whole room." Why didn't it work?
Because you didn't put it in something that, you didn't turn it on and put it on something that it would work on.
I didn't put it in something it would work on. Because you can't just tell a light bulb, light the room, right? What does the light bulb have to do? Light, yes, you got it. And how does the light bulb light? Has to be plugged into something, right? And a flashlight, too. What do you have to have in the flashlight for the flashlight to work? A battery, uh-huh. And even the sun, I think. Are there scientists here who can confirm that the sun has some kind of energy transfer going on that makes it possible for the light to be out in the world? We are like that, too. If we are going to light the world, we are going to have to find ways to plug in and to connect to power sources, too. What does that mean? If we're going to be the light of the world, we are going to have to find ways to plug in and connect to our power sources, too. We all know people and places, don't we, that make us feel strong and make us feel alive. And unfortunately, some of us also know people and places that make us feel less strong and alive and that drain us. Who are some of the people and where are some of the places that make you feel strong and alive when you need to feel strong and alive? Think. Where are the places where you connect to God most? For some people, it's the ocean. As you think about the ocean, can you almost hear the ocean? For some people, that connection comes being outside and being in nature. Is there a bird in here? For some of us, that connection comes not from a place, but from a person. It comes from talking on the phone to somebody that we love.
No, seriously, what is that?
We got a new toy. It's over there. So Jeremy and I are playing with it. For some people, it's an experience, like music, like church music. Or for some people, it's not so much church music, it's something a little more funky. Or for some people, connecting to God is even a little bit funkier still. You get the idea. Some of us connect to God through play, and that's what we're doing right now, right, Jeremy? Yes. We're two of those people. So, beloved of God, what is it for you? Where are the places or experiences where you connect to God, where you feel strong and light? What can you say?
Here.
In the light of the sun, that July feeling, uh-huh. Pilgrim Lodge, looking at the mountains, being with friends, like Mindy, mm-hmm. The farmer's market with fresh local grown food, the woods, in the garden, in your garden that you are tending, oh, being around whelping puppies. Nick and Jamie's at a special friend's house. Nick and Jamie's. I hope we all have special friend's houses where that's true for us. Some people call these places thin places. Have you heard that phrase before? Thin places. By that they mean that they feel that the veil between us and God or us and the beyond is actually thinner for them in those places. And sometimes those places are shared places, like Pilgrim Lodge. How many of you have been to Pilgrim Lodge? Oh, awesome. Wow. So you know what I'm talking about. You know that feeling when you're driving down the camp road and your spirit settles, like when we chime the bell, it settles in that beautiful way and you feel in your bones, I am coming in to a holy place. If you don't, I urge you to check out pilgrimlodge.org and see what I'm talking about. Little commercial. And if it's not Pilgrim Lodge for you, then it might be the ocean or the mountains or this sanctuary. We have shared thin spaces. And we also have individual thin spaces like Nick and Jamie's house, like our grandmother's table, like that bend in the road when you suddenly knew that you could do the thing that you were praying about being able to do. Like that friend's kitchen table where you stayed up all night solving unsolvable problems and finally you felt possible or at least not alone. Like the spot where you proposed, like the spot where you found out things were going to be okay. A friend of mine this past week called those spaces soul homes, that there maybe are places that our souls know more than we can maybe even understand, places where we feel in our bones that love is near. The ski slope, places where you know in your bones that love is near, amen. Friends, you are the light of the world. Look at you go, you're so impressive. You are the light of the world. You and you and you and you and you and you and you, you are the light of the world. You are the hope for light and joy and uncovering good and amplifying the good that already is and helping it to grow. And if you are really going to do this, If you are going to be the light, you are going to have to be plugged in to the places and people and rhythms that sustain you. All of us are. So I urge you this week to really consider, what is a thin space for you? And are you tending your relationship with that thin space? Are you making it there? Are you visiting there? Could you visit there more? Do you meditate on it? Could you put a picture of it in a space where you often are? Are you setting yourself up to be plugged in with the energy you are going to need for the road ahead? Because, don't be startled, because the world is chaotic. And it's loud and it's stormy out there. And it, friends, can be easy to lose our bravery in the face of all that is coming our way. It was a G. Yeah. So, friends, plug into the laughter, plug into the thin spaces, plug into the spaces that recharge you. Let those spaces fill your bones with the courage and faith you need to hear this call Jesus has to charge us truly with being the light of the world. Because, beloved of God, we're all we've got. And we've got lots and lots of shining to do. Alleluia and amen.